Blog Talk Radio.
Now what's the meaning of the line? Tell me.
Well, it's like dreaming of your goals, ambitions. I'm feeling free. I'm on this mission to achieve.
Achieve what?
What's in your mind's eye? What you believe you should gain.
Uh-huh.
Satisfaction becomes a shining example, a test of the sample of a new race. And the answer to my positivity.
You mean glow?
Well, like electricity.
So
you see a clear way with no ambiguity. Don't you know?
Well, it's another beautiful morning, and I'm going to open up in the name and the power of Amen, we trust. We, the solar beings, we breathe, we live, we move forward and onward, and in Amen, we are free. Today's broadcast is going to be on the subject of the mind, body, and soul. And that's what the focus of the on the Law and Order, Amen God. Now, I had originally started to do the broadcast in another name. And before I go forward, because it just came to mind that I'm moving a little bit fast. Let me thank all those who took the time to call in and or, you know, just listen in the archive. I want to say peace to all the gods and goddesses. and give a proper introduction. My name is Senectra Menkores, and I'm honored to come on this Blog Talk radio show and do what has become of the most highest importance in my life, which is to share what knowledge, what supreme intelligence, and what great ultra-standing that I have been able to get as it relates to the true knowledge of God. I did mention before that the name of the broadcast today is Mind, Body, and Soul Focus on the Law and Order of Amun. I did also mention that I had changed it from a different name. And the reason that I changed the name was because I had to sit back, think a while, recalibrate my thoughts, and think on what was the purpose for my even doing a broadcast, because these broadcasts, they're not easy to do. They take some work, especially if you want to, have a full spectrum of the tools and the studio that they provide you. You want to put some, thought in it, especially if it's representing who you are, and especially if it's going to be something that, might create and cause some interest. The reason for my even doing a broadcast in the first place stemmed from the fact that I have myself been a benefactor of many really great broadcasts coming up through my evolution as a person up to this present day. I can recall one of my favorite broadcasts. It was out of L.A. It was called, we used to call it the Underground Radio. And it would come in about as early as 5:30 a.m. in the morning. And they had a huge listening audience. And you could always look forward to them taking the time, the effort, and energy to put together some great music, have some great topics. They would have different degrees of knowledge ranging from health, wellness, well-being, things that would make you think. And that was why it was called the Underground Radio, because a lot of the topics would be far too controversial, to have on prime time. So over the course of, I would have to say quite a few years, I would listen to some of my very favorite enlightening Blog Talk radio show hosts. I like Miss Blue on the remix, to listen to Dr. Arlene Bay, and still would if there's a topic that he is sharing that I have some interest in. Also, there's a few subjects that Dr. Delbert Blair does, and I got quite a bit of information from him. And some of these hosts, they have great products. I also listen to Bobby Hemmett. I listen to Brother Panic. I listen to Sonnetter TV and all the different, brothers, that he would give a platform to in the consciousness community. And, you name them, from A through Z, there's a whole lot of them, and I'm not going to go through all of them. But they all have their own purpose and their own platform that they thought important enough, to share information with people whether it was something that was going to be accepted or not, they went on out there with it. And, you know, to each his own. Everybody has their own mission in life that we come here to fulfill. And that's something else that I'm going to shine the light on from my own perspective in relation to how it is that I have gained some great ultra standing and great wisdom from Amun, the Supreme Being, the Creator, the God family of Amunite beings. And that just not, that name and who it is that Amun is just did not pop up today. It's been around as far back as our ancient history as black people on this earth. When I think about some of the things that I was taken through in relation to coming to have a better understanding about who it is that we as black people, you know, why is it that we are in this condition that we are in today? Not only, you know, as it relates to black people, but also your own personal self. And when you are a truth seeker and when you are searching, you're going to hopefully go through a gamut of teachers, and you're going to have to discern, is it necessarily for you what someone is teaching or is it not? And you'll come to know, because all things surely are going to have to endure and they will stand the test of time. And in our journey, which I would like to say this is, you know, my fourth broadcast. And I'm very, very thankful to Amun. I'm thankful to the Supreme Being, the Creator and the Originator, for allowing me to move onward and forward with this broadcast. And I'm going to keep doing broadcasts until it is that he sits me down on it. And only the Supreme Being, only the Creator, only the Originator, only the Most High God, Amun. And we should acknowledge the fact that we, when we come into our understanding of who Amun is, and we receive the high intelligence and the pure light and the ultra standing of Amun, that nobody can take that away from you. I don't give a damn what they say or what they think or who they think they are, where they're going, and where they came from. As it relates to your own mind, body, and soul, you are free, and you have absolute control, or you should, because if you don't have absolute control of your own mind, body, and soul, if you have not come to understand that it is you yourself who should be governing yourself and moving your own self and looking after your own future affairs, there's nothing wrong with working in a collective. But nobody, like I said, I don't give a damn who you are. Nobody has the authority to try to play God or goddess over the next man's soul. All that you have the authority over is to govern you. Now, when you are working with men and women and you are striving to build on something, of course, it is natural that you will seek to work with others who are in the same field and or who are in alignment with the same things that you are doing as it relates to your mission that you signed up when you came for down here on the planet. A lot of people who are in these different religions, even though they follow these religions and they follow these religious teachers and they follow persons in organizations, they give their power away. And if you find yourself in a situation where you are being manipulated. Now, some people are meant to be manipulated. They don't want to think for themselves. They don't want to put forth any energy. They don't want to put forth any effort. They want to be told to do. Then you should be led. Hell, you should be led into the ditch by the blind if that's what you want to do. If you do not have no damn common sense and you can't think past what it is that the next man is saying to you or what it is that the next man is doing, and that's your focus and that's your concentration, then, you know, you deserve to be, you deserve to have your mind, you know, filled with that. God-thinking men and God-thinking women know that their power, their source of strength, does not come from the next man and the next woman. Your power, your source of strength, everything that is you that will help you evolve into your higher self, comes from the higher intelligence of the omnipotent, omnipresent, Almighty God, Amen, who it is that allows us to come down here on this planet Earth, live out our lives in these earth suits, and experience this life. Some may be aware of what an earth suit is, and some may not. So I'll put it in very, very simple terms. First of all, as the black people on the planet, we have been given a soul at our birth. Some would say, well, no, everybody isn't born with a soul, you know. Some people, you know, they have spirits. They are, you know, they are created beings. And that is true. The black man and woman is not a created being on this planet. We are the creators. And if you are a creator, you are a god. Now, when you are on the creator realm, you are manifesting something out of nothing. You cannot call yourself a creator when you are taking something that has already been here and claiming it for yourself and saying, who it is that can claim what I'm claiming and who can't. You don't have the authority of it because you're not, you don't have the authority to do that because you're not the creator of that. If you take anything that has already been placed in mind's reach, in the reach of what it is that someone can conceive and what they can achieve for themselves, and you try to say that you're the only one. I really have to shake my head at that, because that is self-centeredness. And that's okay to be self-centered, because you're always going to have someone who's going to say, well, you know, I'm just doing me. Or maybe they may, you know, be so into their ego and their arrogance, you know, maybe they will just outright, you know, and some people do. You know, they'll let you know who they are. You know, some people just don't listen. When I think about how it is that I myself and my own personal life journey was taken through the many steps and stages and degrees of learning and evolving and in striving to know, because you don't come here knowing that the reason for being here on this planet is to go towards your higher self. You don't come here knowing that. These are things that you eventually evolve into as your mind starts to evolve and you have different life experiences. Eventually, if you live long enough, if that is what you are inclined to, and if you have been invested with a soul that is given to you from the soul giver, the supreme being, the creator, the most high God, Amen, you will eventually get on a path and on a journey to learn more about yourself and who you truly are. And once you get on that path, and once you start that journey, you yourself become responsible for what you know. And in becoming responsible for what you know, you are also, if you are a true solar God being, you're going to be responsible for sharing that which you know. You're going to be responsible for helping others to come into the understanding of who it is that they are and how it is that they may progress in their own evolution, and how it is that you can share thoughts and share ideas that would help us to serve the purpose of what it is that the Ammonite God family of beings placed us on this earth realm for. We were placed here for a reason. Now, in my journey, I can remember three very prominent experiences in my life that allowed me to know that Amen God is the one true living God. Nobody had to tell me that. That's something that I lived through because my soul path and my soul journey dictated that I go through a certain experience, and I was afforded a certain amount of intelligence to help me to proceed forward to get to where I am today. When you have been given much in relationship to the things of God, much is required of you if you are a true solar being and you know that you are not the only one, you're not the only group, you're not the only organization that's going to represent the bounty, the intelligence, the omnipotence, the omnipresence of the Supreme Being, the Most High? Yes, there is a number. There has been a number placed on those souls who would come here and who would recognize and understand and embrace the high intelligence of Amen. They would embrace the pure light. And that number is in the books. It's in the book of the 100. It's in the book of Revelation. And there's a number. There's a number there. That number is 144,000. And there's also different tribes. When you go to the book of the Muslims in the Holy Quran, they also call that they also call the elect of God by a different name. They're in the categories of the foremost. They're in the categories of the strivers. But whatever it is that you are called by, whether it be the elect, whether it be the 144,000, whether you be considered to be, you know, a striver in the ranks of the foremost, whether or not you are a seeker of the truth, it doesn't matter what path you take, because all roads are going to lead to one supreme being, the Creator, the Most High, the Ammonite God family of beings. Because it is that our soul, these 144,000, our souls are directly connected to Amen, then these particular souls, because of the direct connection to Amen, via our bloodline, via our ability to have an open mind and receive those transmissions that are going to allow us to not only see ourselves, but to see our future, but to see our generations to come into the future. The 144,000 whose souls were given to us by Amen are not to be in submission to any man. The Ammonite God family of beings are who we are striving to be foremost in becoming as we reach our goal of being an extension or extending, seeing our extended selves as Amen God too. Now, what Amen is putting on my mind is to share how we, who are of the bloodline, who are connected to the God family of beings, the Ammonite family of beings. So as a child of the Supreme Being and of the Most High, that's going to make us Ammon also. On the realm of the earth, I don't think I got into the explanation of the earth suit, but I'm going to go there. On the realm of this earth, we are walking around in these bodies. I've been talking about the soul. I've been talking about the mind. Now let's talk about these bodies. These bodies are what we have always heard of as being, some may or may have not, but in most cases, if you live a little while, you've heard that your body is a temple. You've heard that your body is the house where God resides in. That's for the solar beings. Now, I'm not talking about the created races of human beings because that's not my focus. My focus is not on the doings of those black people and men and women who are following after what it is that they have been socialized to do by the devil. That's not my focus. My focus is not the people. My focus is not the possessions that people acquire, and my focus is not on times and places and spaces where it is that we think that we should be moving and where we want to be and how we want to be and how we're going to go about, you know, being there. As a solar being, as a member of the 144,000, my focus is on Amen. That is my focus. That's what I receive from myself, and that's what I share. There is nothing or no one or anything whatsoever that is more important than that single-minded focus with Amen. Because in connecting with Amen, you're connecting to your higher self. And in connecting to your higher self, yes, you're going to receive the thoughts. You're going to receive the ideas. You're going to have the power to do whatever it is on this planet that you want to do. You're going to be able to create your own heaven. You're going to be able to make your own hell if that's what you want to do. That's an experience. Regardless of what black folks and, you know, other religious beings have been taught, there is no heaven in the sky. There is no hell underneath the ground. The temple of God, this earth suit, the house of God is where it is that the soul resides. And when it is that you come to understand who it is that the Creator is, who it is that the Most High is, who it is that the Supreme Being is, then you know that you're going to be working. There's no such thing as what it is that the Arabs, you know, say that, you know, they're going to practice their jihad, they're going to go to a holy war, and when they die, they're going to be in the company of, I don't know how many, 99 virgins, I think it is. The Creator, the Supreme Being, the Most High, where it is that the source of pure intelligence and all light comes from, is a builder. A builder of untold universes and galaxies. And when we are in alignment, when we have our focus, when we have our linear sight set on the Creator, regardless if somebody said it first, somebody said it before that, and at the end of the day, everything comes from the Supreme Being, the Creator, the Most High. Even those things that appear to be impure or negative or unrighteous or whatever the case may be. Because the life experience is that exactly what it is. It is an experience. And people are going to come here. They're going to live out their soul mission. They're going to live out their soul journey. And if they come here and don't get caught up on what it is that the next man and woman is saying and doing, then they are going to transform. They are going to go through the process of evolving. Because the body that we're here in, that we're supposed to be taking good care not to defile, is where it is that the soul is housed. In the human race and in the submental, sub-level races of black people, it's where their spirit is housed. You're going to house one or the other. You're either going to have a soul or be a lost soul or be a spirit. Now, Amen has me to reflect on the experiences that I know that I had that made me to know that Amen is the one true supreme being, and that Amen is the creator. I mentioned in, I think it was my last broadcast in relationship to the religion, you know, that I had come up through as an adult was Islam. In the household that I was raised in, my parents raised me on universal law. Because I had parents who also had a connection through bloodline to the Ammonite God family of beings. And there's a reason that when we say Amen, we share the knowledge of Amen as it relates to the truth and the actual facts of what it is. When you say the Amen God family of beings, we are speaking of Amen men. We are speaking of Amen women. Men and women who also had children. Men and women with children who have purposes, who do specific work, who create specific things, who build and who are scientists. Those are a lot of the examples that we saw or we can refer back to when we look at the history of ancient Egypt. We can look at the history and see where, because it is that they were connected to Amun. Because of their connection through bloodline, their role was the role of God here on this earth. And they took the elements of this earth and they built with them. They used the sciences of the stars. They used the sciences of agriculture. So they built things. They grew food. They grew herbs and medicines. And they practiced high civilization. And these thoughts, these ideas, all these things came to them because of their direct connection with the Ammonite God family of beings, because they came to know. They came to recognize and accept that because it is that they were given a purpose and they worked out in that purpose, they were successful. And yes, that's something that I heard, you know, and I'll get to that towards the end of the broadcast. That was a direct quote. And when Ammon gives a righteous man and woman, you know, a pure mind with a pure intent, they recognize when they have said a statement, especially if Ammon puts it on your mind, you know, to give credit. And I heard Nubian Menkaure say that when those ancient people were given the worked out in their purpose because they were connected to the Ammonite God family of beings, they were successful. I heard that. So I'm sharing that because that is a truth. That's an actual fact. Now, because I know that no matter what you say or what you do, you're always going to have somebody who's going to be a critic, and they're going to criticize, and they're not going to like this, and they're not going to like that. You know, when you put yourself out there in the public eye, that's to be expected. So, you know, that's no big deal. Hell, if you don't like it, move on. Go live your life and do your thing and do what you got to do, and don't worry about what it is that those other solar beings of the 144,000 who, you know, have their own mission in life to do, who don't have a desire because they know what it is that they have the ability to do in governing their own selves. And work with what you got. Or don't work with what you got. Don't work with what you got. Just do nothing. Be a bum. Who cares? You know? Be a keyboard warrior, you know, be whatever. Getting back to the single-minded focus of Ammon as it relates to the mind, body, and the soul, and going into how it is that the law and the order is so important. I don't care who claims that they think that they have the quote-unquote sole right to talk about the law and order of God. You don't have that sole right, especially if it did not come from you. And in my research, I found something that I was told, you know, in relationship to what it is that law and order, you know, should be based upon. So I investigated for myself. And I found out a great deal of information that really, really helped me tremendously in my understanding. One of the things that I was told that law and order should be based upon is on, well, it wasn't necessarily called, you know, it wasn't called, you know, we're going to base our law and order on the 42 laws of Maat. But what it was called was, you know, law and order should be based upon the laws of negation. Let me make sure I said that right. Let me repeat that. Okay. Now, the 42 laws of Maat, the 42 divine laws of the goddess Maat, I do have to make a correction because it was told to me and others that we would have what you call negative confessions. I said, okay, so let me do my research. And it was something in regards to that particular thought that Ammon put on my mind. Because even in your striving to build and grow and practice these science and mathematics that are here on this earth, even in receiving the pure light and the intelligence of Amen, you're not necessarily going to be moved to do something unless that thought and that idea is put in your head to do it. And the thought in my mind was to look up the divine laws of Maya, and that's where I also found that it was called the 42 negative confessions. Now, when somebody makes a claim that everything they're getting came exactly or directly, you know, from them, through them, and only through them, but yet it is, you know, that they are, you know, getting bits and pieces of information from here and there and trying to make it their own and try to call it their own. And they are indeed saying that they're accusing other people of doing the same thing that they're doing themselves. And in truth, you really can't get around that, because when it is that we are all receiving thoughts and ideas and high intelligence from Amen, that light that is streaming from the outer realms of the universe is coming in, and anybody can catch that thought. Anybody can catch a thought and an idea. However, everyone cannot manifest. Everyone cannot manifest or move out on or build and create. When Amen first revealed himself to me, I did not know that the name of Amen was Amen. I was in my early 20s, and I was engaged at that time, and I had an experience. I had a few other experiences before that, and I didn't make a whole lot of them. But this one particular experience that I had, there was no way that I just could ignore. This was a life-changing experience for me. And basically what happened in this experience was it revealed to me as I was taken up on what it is that we see in the movies so often, that there are ships out here in the universe, and there are men and women on these ships, driving these ships, and they are also moving in and out of this universe and this galaxy. And not only are they moving in and out of this universe and this galaxy, they have a connection to those of us who are the solar beings, who are descendants of black people who were originally seated and planted here on this planet. It's not always necessary to go into the exact details of some of the experiences that you have that make you come to know that God is real and that there is a true living God, and that there is, and where it is that you have a connection to the one true living God, you should be striving to raise and elevate your mind to understand what it is that you're here for and what it is that you came here to know, and in what mission, what role will you play as you are moving forward to help others move onward and forward into the future and, you know, see themselves accepting their own mission. One thing I'm going to say about that particular experience that I had is the most enlightening thing that could have ever possibly happened to me. happened, and that was where it was that I was taken on the plane and have had the ability to see in my mind's eye and also to know and experience physically now that I recall and think on these things. You have a mission that's laid out for you, plain, simple, and clear. I remember growing up, I would hear people say all the time, you know, if there's a God, you know, why do bad things happen to good people? Why is it that, you know, babies die young? You know, why is it that, you know, men are shot down and women are raped and robbed and, you know, some of the most diabolical things that you could ever think about that happen and that take place on this planet? Why is that? You know, if there is a God, you know, they always want to make God the blame. One of the wisest things that I ever heard, and I heard it, you know, more than one time from more than one person. If you don't want to be a victim in life, then you have to accept full responsibility and full blame for every single thing that you go through. And when you go through an experience, you don't take on the role of a bundle of emotion about it. I'm speaking to myself in particular. Because I know that I have not totally overcome emotion. I have not been able to, I'm still moving forward in that mastery. I have not necessarily mastered logic over emotion in myself. And that's one of the primary reasons that other people strike out against other people, because they hate the reflection that they're looking at in themselves in other people. It just bothers the hell out of them. So they pick at it and they point at it and they point at it, you know, as opposed to doing inner work, you know, so that when somebody else is saying and doing stuff, you know, all around and about you, you know, trying to be slick. You know, some people do it in a slickness. Some people do it in their secret council. But if you're such a damn coward that you talk about people's back in their secret council and you ain't got the nerve to go to them straight up and say what it is, then you don't matter. You really don't. You're just somebody who's spinning your wheels. When it is that we come to this planet, we're coming here to learn. We're coming here to learn and engage and improve. We're coming here to ultrastand, which is not a word, you know, that somebody just claimed on their own. Or understand or overstand, you know, those words are a part of the English language, commonly used. They don't belong to anybody. Now, I'm going to give credit where credit is due. You know, for those people who do have different uniquenesses about themselves, because that's a part of taking on your responsibility and your role and your mission. You're going to have uniquenesses about yourself. And when it is that we are connected to the Ammonite God family of beings, we're not going to always receive the thoughts directly for ourselves. They may come to us through other people. That's why you have counsel. You know, that's why you have a teacher. That's why people have mentors. There are going to be trailblazers. The same way we came from the lineage of our parents and our grandparents and our great-grandparents. They were here to help us get on the way till we can get on our mission and be about, hopefully, you know, be about our mission as opposed to being a follower about somebody else's mission. But in being in a mission, you are still a part of the supreme intelligence and the purpose of what it is that Amun-Ga has for us to do collectively. To see those souls, those elect beings, the 144,000, to see them move forward. The coming together comes together in Amun-Ga's due time. It is not dictated based upon the limited knowledge of man, and nor is it dictated by the boundaries and the boxes that people want you to be in so that they can claim some form of authority over the next god and the next goddess. When I was able to read those 42 laws of Maat, it was really interesting. I mean, I posted it on my Facebook page, and I meditated on it while I read them. And it made me think in terms of the very few of the Mosaic laws, you know, the Ten Commandments, and some call, you know, they say that the count in the Nation of Islam, the Honorable Elijah Muhammad had the wisdom to give the believers the restrictive laws. Some say the count is 26. The official count is 26, and then there have been 10 more added to make it 36. But when I saw the 42 divine laws of Maat, that was an opening revelation to me. You know, people, you know, learn things at different times. I had never read the negative confessions, the 42 negative confessions. I had heard about, you know, the laws of Maat. I heard about, you know, the scales. I heard about, you know, how it is that, you know, the principle of Maat is to make sure that you can weigh, you know, your heart against that of the weight of a feather. I've heard those things. But I never took the time out to read the 42 divine laws of Maat. Now, a lot of them are similar, but they are also, in my observation, they are similar to the Ten Commandments. They're similar to the 36 restrictive laws of Islam. But they are plainer. You know, it speaks in terms of the 42 divine laws. And I'm going to just skim through it because I'll run out of time reading every one of them. But it speaks to not committing sin, do not steal. Or let me correct that. It says that as a negative confessor, it says what you have not done. It says that I have not committed sin, I have not stolen food, and I have not stolen from the god / goddess. That's very important. When you can make a statement as it relates to I have not stolen from the god / goddess, it also makes a statement in regards to I have not cursed the god / goddess. It also makes a statement, too. I have not stolen what belongs to the god / goddess. And I have not destroyed property belonging to the god / goddess. It also says I have not acted with insolence. I have not placed myself on a pedestal. I have not spoken angrily or arrogantly. It says I have not used evil thoughts, words, or deeds. And it says I have not acted hastily or without thought. I have not behaved with violence. I have not been exclusively angry. I have not terrorized anyone. I have not seduced anyone's wife. I have not committed robbery with violence. I have not slain men or women. And I have not swindled offerings. I have not told lies. I have not cursed. I have not committed adultery. I have not felt sorrow without reason. And I am not deceitful. I have not been an eavesdropper. And I have not been angry without reason. I have not polluted myself. I have not disobeyed the law. Very interesting. Now, I read most of them, and I'm glad that I did, because as I was reading them, I was receiving the higher intelligence of Amen. I was receiving a pure light and a pure understanding as it pertains to these 42 negative confessions, also known as the 42 divine laws of Maya. And what it is that I receive when I reflect on being a soul, being a solar being. When I reflect on the fact that I know who my soul comes from, I know who it is that my mission comes from, I know why it is that the life experiences that I have come through, I come out of them on top. And I move forward, and I move onward, and I do not allow them to be a stumbling block for me because of my connection to Amen, the Supreme Being, the Most High God. I am Amen also. My higher self is the extended Amen that I came here to be, and I'm continuously on my mission, on my journey, moving onward and forward to the best part of myself. Have I reached that? No, I have not. Fact of the matter is because it is that I am connected to Amen, and I am God also. Then what belongs to Amen God is also attainable to me. I can attain that. I can achieve that. Whatever the science is, whatever it is my desire. And when it is that I attain that and I receive that ultra standing and I receive that transmission and I receive that message, I'm not going to let somebody just steal it and take it away from me. All the way to who it is that I identify myself by. And I identify myself as a member of the Amenite family. That's how I define myself. I'm not on a mission for nothing, nobody, or anything other than to share what it is, the single-minded focus of Amen. Things that are happening in this world, in it, around it, over it, under it, those things are not my concern as it does not pertain to my single-minded focus on Amen as my mission. It just so happens that the purpose of my mission deals with the natural law and order of Amen. Both of them, the law and the order, not just one over the other. It encompasses all things because as a extended, as an extension, as extending myself to become who it is that I came here to be and learn all it is that I can know. The purpose of the mission, is to receive and work out and do all that. And those are the missions of the beings who are the Amen, the extended Amen beings on this planet. Not to be in submission to the leader or the preacher or the teacher or the mentor or whatever the hell the case may be. Being a follower is what has kept those beings who have their own souls from even putting their focus on their own mind, body, and soul, because you got your focus on the mind, body, and soul of the next man. That's that man's responsibility. He's responsible for who it is he came here to be and what it is that he's to become. I'm going to take a break, get a sip of tea, and I'll be right back. Okay. I want to thank those of you who have come this far into the I'm in a Rage broadcast. And I wanted to say thank you, Brother Marshall Z, for sharing with me as it relates to the 42 negative confessions referring to the solar beings. And the 42 negative confessions are laws that are so powerful in that they're basically all that we need to govern ourselves as sisters and brothers and our families, and how it is that we can raise up our children, how we can rear our children as it relates to how it is that they govern themselves and how they carry themselves. The 42 negative laws, the 42 negative confessions, also after reading how powerful it is, you know, that they are, they shine the light, you know, and the brilliance on how it is that when you want to first look at yourself and examine yourself and see where it is that you have grown or how far it is that you have to grow in your own character. When I look at those 42 negative confessions, I say to myself, for me to truly be a goddess, a god, as it relates to one who is able to self-govern themselves, then these particular laws I should be able to apply to my life. These confessions, you know, should be what it is that I'm able to say, to be able to claim, you know, godhood and goddesshood, because a lot of us, you know, with the trending and the popularity, you know, we feel like, you know, oh, I'm a god. You know, we heard that the black man was god, and, you know, now you're a goddess, and we're queens, and we're kings, and we're this, that, and the other. However, when you look at the truth of it, are living in these glass houses, and we have the nerves to be running around throwing stones. When I look at the 42 negative confessions, I have to say to myself, you know, okay. So there are confessions here I have to grow to be able to make. I haven't arrived there yet. It doesn't mean that, you know, I'm not going to get there, because in looking at it, I see the direction, and I see how it is that Amen is helping me to align myself along with the other solar beings who are brothers and sisters who are collectively working towards the same thing. They don't have a desire to put their focus and their energy on what the next man is doing and is not doing. That takes away power from yourself. When you allow your power to be taken away, you don't have anything. You don't have anything to move forward on, or see yourself in a place where, you know, you have come to work out as your higher self and manifest the greatness of those things that you see in your mind that you can achieve. It's one thing to come into the pure light and to come into the ultra standing of who Amun is as a solar being. That's fine and dandy. However, once you come into that knowledge, and then you are also striving to align yourself, the God is going to be, you know, responsible for manifesting things. You're going to be responsible for, you know, sharing things, counseling, mentoring, building, working out in the different sciences. And there's many sciences. Learning how to manipulate matter, learning how to levitate, learning the different sciences of, you know, telepathy, telekinesis. There are so many sciences. Learning how to gain, you know, power over matter. These are the single-minded focus of Amun. These things are things that we can attain. They're easily attainable if that's what you came here to do. And you can also be just as easily distracted. And in those distractions, you find yourself, when you give your power over to others, you find yourself stuck and stagnant. And when I mean power, I mean everything, whether it's your money or your time or your energy. Some people will try to take everything from you, your mind, your body, and your soul, if you let them have it. And if you let them have it, then you don't deserve it. You should always be striving to build yourself up in the image and in the deeds and actions of the most supreme being, the God Amun. Because man, wow, the next man, he has just as far to go in his growth and his realization and his understanding as the next one. And it reflects. So with that, with my mind, body, and soul focus on the law and order of Amun, I'm very, very appreciative of the Amunite God family of beings. It's not all about the question in regards to whether or not if someone is a receiver under a title. It's how it is you use those things that Amun transmits you in relationship to uplifting and helping to evolve those solar beings, those brothers and sisters, irregardless of what kind of name you want to call them by. The 144,000, the elect, are not just going to be known by one man, created by one man. Believe that if you want to. I, in my journey, came through many, many, many years of life experiences. And on my very last one, I would have to say, wow, I'm really, really grateful for that experience because I learned so much. And that experience came through the Future of Mentelect, where I saw a lot of brothers and sisters who have come through there. Some are still in. I don't recommend anybody leave that organization. But I do recommend that all beings practice what you preach, be accountable. Size and practice some true brotherhood and sisterhood. Because if not, the same revolving door is going to continue. not because of the beings who come in with an intent to want to receive the knowledge of Amun, but because it becomes an experience, and in some cases, not a very good one. There has to be growth in all things. There has to be an ultra standing of Amun that is applied, that is equal to everyone. And if you cannot take something like the 42 negative confessions and say that you have not done all those things, then who are you to say of the next man and woman who may be on a journey to Amun that they can't be on a journey just because they're not a part of a group? And the world is a great expansion of places to be, and there's a great expansion of things to do and thoughts and ideas that are being received, even in the smallest of children. You don't have a right to condemn a soul that you didn't create. So with that, I want to say thank you for the experience. But I know what my mission and my single-minded purpose and focus is, and that is to Amun. For every single experience that I got, where I got my Amun understanding, my Amun alignment, I'm very appreciative to the members of the Future of Mentelect, and not just one man. So with that, I'm going to close in the name and the power of Amun. We, the solar beings, trust. We breathe, we live, we move forward and onward, and we have our being, and we are absolutely free. Hail Amun. Let me hang this phone up and